Welcome to our next podcast as we are focusing on the frequencies of wisdom. And today's topic is the echoes of righteousness. And in Proverbs 8 from verse 20 to 21, I walk in the way of righteousness along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Passion Translation reads, I lead you into the ways of righteousness to discover the paths of true justice. Those who love me gain great wealth and a glorious inheritance, and I will fill their lives with treasures. Now, there are two key words there. They could mean the same, but in Hebrew they are different. The one word is way, which is the Hebrew word orah. And the other word is paths, which is the Hebrew word nativ. So in the beauty of a relationship with wisdom, the mystery of existence unravels. It's a romantic dance between hungry hearts, and the boundless heavens play out under an infinite canvas of the cosmos. It's in the midst of this romantic entanglement where two spirits, you and wisdom, each with a longing to echo the treasures of a rich inheritance in her. This scripture is literally a pathway adorned with golden promises, and there are truths hidden in a divine entanglement of righteousness, justice, and love, a divine symphony of entangled frequencies. Righteousness and justice aren't just character expressions or fruit, but they are entities, principalities that entangle with wisdom to govern the foundations of the throne of Yahweh. In Psalm 89 verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Two keywords are coupled with righteousness and justice, which is the way and the path. In Psalm 25 verse 4, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. So each word unearths the image of a celestial path, a guide walking on the road of righteousness in the lanes of justice. While both can be broadly understood as path or way in English, the differentiation between them provides a profound understanding that echoes through faith and spirituality. So let's begin with orah, which is the word way. When you close your eyes to picture an orah, imagine a winding path that stretches out before you, shrouded in mystery, leading the sons to an unseen divine destination. It carries righteousness and the ethical road you are called to walk. This path is not simply geographical. It's an existential journey, a calling that beckons your heart towards greater purpose, nobility, a divine entanglement with the character of Yahweh. When two lovers walk the orah, they walk towards a shared journey of spiritual growth, hand in hand, step by step, toward a horizon infused with divine guidance. In the way, the voice of Jesus echoes, I will never let you go. So now let's shift to the next word, which is nativ, which is the word path. A nativ is a well-trodden path, marked by the passage of what has been established before us. It's a symbol of sacredness, of accumulated wisdom and experiences, like age-old footsteps imprinted on the sand, an intimate connection between the present and divine establishment. It's the path that echoes, I am the way, there is no other but me. This path, walked upon by generations of sons, sages, and mystics, speaks to our innate desire for as he is, so are we, our true identity. As lovers embark on nativ, they don't merely stride alongside one another, they walk in completion, entwined with all those who came before, their love story engraved the scrolls of heaven. In the celestial dance between these two words, we find a deeper understanding of our spiritual journey with wisdom. And as we navigate our life's journey guided by these ancient pathways, we find ourselves ever so gently unfolding the divine heart that beats at the center of all existence, the love and the intimacy of Jesus. These paths, as they carry the principalities of the throne of God, radiates with a golden promise, enduring riches and honor, even treasures untold to those who love him. It is an echo of the timeless truth that love, in its purest form, brings forth riches far beyond material wealth, reaching into the depths of spiritual abundance and emotional prosperity. Solomon understood these paths. What is established in the heavens will manifest here on earth. Together, these verses entwine to create a love letter from the divine, a call to the sons of God to walk a righteous path, a beacon promising blessings and bounty beyond imagination. As we entangle with wisdom, two hearts delve deeper into these sacred promises, stirring the echoes of our gates to resonate his divine image. As new creation beings, let these paths cradle your heart, guard your steps, and illuminate your way into throne room realities. Let them ascend you, as they have for countless sons throughout the ages, to discover the magnificent riches that lie in the realm of the throne of God, love, righteousness, justice, and divine wisdom. And here is an activation prayer. Jesus, my love for you is a desire I cannot quench. The hunger to see the true manifestation of your image in me is an ever-expanding realm. Activate Orach and Nativ, that I may continue to ascend the pathways of your throne, entangled with wisdom, lavished with the blessings and the riches of my inheritance in you. I love you, Jesus. I hope this blog blessed you. And if you are interested to subscribe to the blog, check out the link below and any courses that can enrich and expand your sonship. I love you big time.